You're listening to SBS News.
Now, if you're here to be vaccinated today, we will now take you over to the Help Heart where we start your registration process, and then from there you'll get your vaccine.
A unique gathering of religious leaders in the name of public health. More than 30 heads of Sydney's diverse religious communities have come together with the New South Wales government to voice their support for vaccination against COVID-19. The Catholic Bishop of Parramatta is Vincent Long Van Nguyen.
I would encourage everyone, certainly members of my congregation, to go to a vaccination centre like this one here, roll up your sleeve and get a jab. And in so doing, we not only keep ourselves safe, but also promote the common good.
The leaders were also united in trying to counter vaccine hesitancy for religious reasons. Pandit Ramachandra Atreya from Sydney's Hindu clergy says that getting vaccinated is consistent with his faith.
If anybody is holding back for other than the medical reasons and in terms of ethical and religious reasons, I can very well assure, according to the scriptures, it is forbidden if you are the carrier and spreading pandemic to people. So that is the greatest sin.
And Dr. Rabbi Elton from the Great Synagogue was reminding people of the incentives to get the jab.
And I'm here because I think we all have to realise that we won't be safe either within our state or within our country, and we won't be able to see our friends and family who live overseas until there's a very high vaccination rate.
The Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, agrees.
Our communities getting vaccinated means we keep New South Wales safe, we keep our loved ones safe, and we can continue to have a normal way of life. But I also know that many communities have strong links to families and friends overseas, and if we want to consider opening up our international borders in the future, we need to make sure our communities are safe.
People from multicultural backgrounds make up a large proportion of frontline workers in Australia. Of health workers, 37% were born overseas and 28% speak a language other than English. The New South Wales Multicultural Minister, Jeff Lee, says his department has been holding regular video conferences with diverse leaders.
One of the important lessons we've learned over the last, since March last year, is that our community leaders actually touch so many parts of the community that traditional media doesn't hit, traditional government methods doesn't hit. It's so important for the community leaders, the faith leaders, to send out the right message in the right language and in the right tone.
Experts say today is a step forward, but more needs to be done to combat vaccine misinformation spreading on social media, especially as this is where many groups find their information. Dr. Abella Himbo is a lecturer in public health from the University of Technology in Sydney.
For this particular group, it is compounded to the fact that they rely a lot on social media for information because of language barrier issues and sometimes limited literacy. They necessarily don't access mainstream media as much as the general population would.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus.